times. This has been a great week. I have been so moved by our guests this week so far, and it's just such an honor to be here to celebrate the life and legacy of Carrie Wynn McLeod with the Women of Impact Awards. And today we are going to focus on the category of women in the community, and I will hand it over to Scott.
Norma Dingwell is well known in Kings County as a true champion for her community. After a near-fatal car accident in 2004, Norma emerged as a true survivor and committed to helping others. She is the manager of the Montague Food Bank, where she works tirelessly to ensure that no one in the community goes hungry. She is an advocate for the homeless community, and she has dedicated her life to making life better for others. Her acts of kindness include baking cakes for special occasions, dropping off flowers to brighten someone's day, to providing transportation to someone who has a medical appointment. At Christmas, Norma is also known for dressing up as Mrs. Claus and visiting children to read the night before Christmas. Norma says watching their faces light up brings her so much joy. Norma's unwavering commitment, resilience, and selfless service to her community make her the very deserving recipient of the Women in Our Community Award.
Ladies and gentlemen, Norma Dingwell.
Hey.
Good morning.
Oh my goodness. Norma, and you are such a good friend of ours here and have been for many, many years. So what an honor for us to have you in here with us this morning to receive your Women of Impact Award. How does it feel?
Oh, I'm very honored. Very honored to be here and to have, to be awarded the Women of Community. Carrie Wynn and I both shared a great love for our community. Mm-hmm. So this is extra special for me.
And it was very much, you know, when you get to the roots, it was the same community. You and her were both part of the same community in the eastern end of the island.
Yes.
All right. Incredible stuff. It is just so good to see you. And I just know that this award means the world to you. We want to hear more of your story, though. So you're going to stay with us through the next hour, and we'll talk about you, and we'll inspire some people, and we'll give you the pats on the back that you deserve, because you very much so, very, very, very much so deserve this award, Norma.
Thank you.
All right. We'll have more with Norma Dingwell, our latest Woman of Impact here on Ocean 100.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Please listen responsibly.
Listen to over 500 radio stations from anywhere in Canada. With
for a limited time, only at McDonald's. Excludes Egg BLT McMuffin. At participating McDonald's in Canada, prices exclude delivery.
We've got a snowfall warning for Prince County, special weather statement for all of PEI. Today, rain ending this afternoon, amounts of 10 to 20 millimeters expected, some light wind, a high of 8, with temperature falling to plus 4 this afternoon, down to 2 in Prince County. Tonight, periods of rain beginning near midnight in Kings and Queens with a risk of freezing rain overnight. Rainfall amounts of 5 to 10 millimeters. Prince County will see periods of rain beginning this evening, then changing to snow after midnight. Risk of freezing rain overnight. Rainfall amounts of 5 millimeters. Snowfall amounts of 2 centimeters. Wind gusting to 40 after midnight and a low of plus 1. Now for tomorrow, for Kings and Queens, periods of rain changing to snow or ice pellets mixed with freezing rain in the morning. Snow and ice pellet amounts of 5 to 10 centimeters. For Prince County, snow at times will be heavy and they could see up to 15 centimeters. Wind gust to 50, temperature steady near 0 in Kings and Queens, minus 1 in Prince. Right now it's 4 degrees in Summerside, 4 in Charlottetown for Ocean 100.
Messy is basically the word there. And let me tell you, that trip down south that you have booked for March break can't come quick enough at this point, I would say. Darcy's trivia for Robin's Donuts still on the go. Text me your answer, 902-368-1720. Michigan State University researchers have determined that every time you eat this food, it increases your life expectancy by 33 minutes. What is it? Text me your answer right now. More with Norma Dingwell, our latest Woman of Impact here on Ocean 100. It's In Excess. Good morning. Oh, In Excess, new sensation, Ocean 100, 749. Stand by for the celebration calendar. We are joined today by our latest Woman of Impact. And we have been joined already by some very impactful women already this week, and it's going to continue through the rest of the week as we bestow our awards on our winners. Norma Dingwell, who is just the, I would dare say, the most community-minded person in the eastern end of Prince Edward Island these days, because you were just always on the go with things. So pat on the back. This award is so well-deserved.
Thank you very much.
Let's tell people a little bit about your story. I mean, the first time that I met you was during our food drive on our sister station about 4 years ago, 5 years ago. And it was very evident right then and there that you were up for helping your community at almost any cost. All right. You were, you get phone calls from people at all hours looking for help. And it goes like above and beyond the food bank as well. But let's get back to kind of before all that. You were involved in a car accident, and that obviously changed things for you. Do you think your accident gave you a new perspective, or were you always like the person to help people?
No, I grew up in a family that kindness was taught to us at a very young mm-hmm. age. My brother and sister and I, our grandmother and our mother were just such great, kind people. Mm-hmm. So, now, I've always been a kind person, but after the accident and not being able to go back to work the way I'd like to, mm-hmm. This has just given me so much more time that I can devote to helping the people that need help.
And I'm sure a lot of these, the people that you're helping in the community, they're enriching your life as well, right?
Absolutely.
And you're learning things, and they're telling you stories, and you know that you're really making a difference in these people's lives.
Absolutely. Especially to the ones that can't make it to the food bank. So I will deliver to them. And I get so many hugs and smiles and mm-hmm. gratitude. You know, it does. It warms my heart and it brings me a lot of joy.
And it's pretty incredible too, because you know that you're not doing it looking for anything else. You just wholeheartedly want to help these individuals out.
Absolutely. Because I mean, there was a time where I was a client of the food bank. So I understand the stigma and I understand the sadness that some people go through. Mm-hmm. So it gives me a little bit more empathy going into doing the food bank. So I'm just really grateful. Most people are very, very kind.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know, this is a pretty important part of our day here today as we shift gears, because we're going to get into the celebration calendar now. Okay. All right. There you go. That's as good a segue as I've ever
done.
I'm
like from teary to joyful in a matter of 11 seconds here.
it's tough sometimes being me. Let's get into the March 6th celebration calendar. Happy birthday to Ryder Skinner from Cameron and Carol. Ryan Keowen is 35 today. Love your wife, Steph, and two sons, Griffin and Beau. And Murnahan is 75 today from Francis, the girls, and your 9 grandchildren. Stacey Martin in South Rustico. Happy birthday from your friends on the Hill. Vanessa Neal in Stratford is celebrating today. Bailey Carr in Blooming Point also has a birthday. And so does Sandy Mills in Lower Newton, 58 today.
Thomas Reed from Montague works at Durabel, turning 36. Darren McPhee, happy birthday. Lots of love from Dad, Angela, little brother Jackson, and the rest of the McPhee family. Darren is in Murray River attending Southern King School, turning 9. Jack Baird, happy birthday from Mom, Dad, Charlie, and Elsie. Jack is in Fort Augustus, turning 3. And Becky Walsh in Charlottetown, turning 38. Happy birthday to you.
Couple other ones here. Harrison McPhail is 12 today for Mom, Charlie, and Jack. And Corinne Deagle is celebrating today from Joseph, Cheyenne, and McKaylee. Have a great day to everybody that's celebrating. You're now a step closer to winning a bridge pass from the Confederation Bridge on Friday.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com.
Across the island, continuing windy and a low of -2. Confederation Bridge open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
Thank you very much, Scott Chapman. We'll get back to our chat with Norma Dingwell here in a moment. She is our latest Woman of Impact. Women in the Communities is our category today. I do want to pass along a couple of celebration wishes that I missed earlier today. 42nd anniversary to an amazing mom and dad, Syl and Angela Lemereux. They're also known as Lala and Papa. Love Nat, Jill, Jolie, Amia, and pets Phoebe, Chico, Kenny, Dolly, and Barb. I love the pet
Jenny
names.
And Dolly.
Yeah, I love it.
And Barb.
Hope that you have an amazing day. Also, another one here. Birthday message for Nick today from Amy, Ayla, Kingston, and Annalise. All right. Happy birthday. Happy anniversary. Let's tidy up Darcy's trivia question for Robin's Donuts. Michigan State University researchers determined that every time you eat this food, it increases your life expectancy by 33 minutes. They paid people to study this. Okay, which is interesting. A lot of guesses, a lot of different guesses today. The one I was looking for, though, believe it or not, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. What do you think, Norma?
I would much rather peanut butter and molasses.
Molasses, yes, that's what you said. Yes, molasses is the addition for you. But anyways, I'm going to go home and eat about 8 and add a few minutes to my life today. I think that's the plan, really, moving forward.
Balance everything out here.
We'll have more with Norma coming up in a second.
Excuse me, just want to pop in here and say, this is the Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott.
Powered by Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware.
We're dancing our way into a Wednesday. Enjoy this rain. It's eventually going to be snow, probably by overnight tonight for some of us, maybe even earlier for folks in Prince County. There is a special weather statement for all of Prince Edward Island. Snowfall warning for the western end. All that to say that I might have prematurely declared spring in my life, and we may need to do a bit of shoveling today. That's all right. Or tomorrow. Okay. We are joined today by Norma Dingwell, who is one, a very good friend of ours. Two, one of the best bakers on PEI, bar none. Every time we see her, she has baked goods for us, and that's incredible. And I also want to point out that Norma brought us in shirts today. And this is just the type of person that Norma is. The shirt says, "Be kind" on the front. And on the back, it says, "Dear person behind me, the world is a better place with you in it. Lots of love." And then it says, "Signed, the person in front of you," which is pretty darn awesome. So Scott's going to have his on at the Sobeys. So feel free to.
No, they're beautiful. And thank you, Norma. We always appreciate your kindness, your thoughtfulness, your baking. But from the minute that I met you, just you're so warm and kind. I have to ask this. As manager of the Montague Food Bank, you have a front row seat to the needs in your community, which seem to be increasing every year. We discussed this at the Stuff a Bus campaign. I wonder how you handle that pressure.
Well, I guess I'm pretty lucky because I really don't feel a whole lot of pressure. I live in such a giving and generous community that if we have a need, people step up and they fill that need. An example, CBC did an interview with me in December about the lack of formula. Mm-hmm. And when you can find it, how much it cost. The next day, I had a very kind gentleman show up at the food bank with 3 cases of Similac. Mm-hmm. So this is the kind of community I live in. I'm also very grateful and extremely blessed to have the team I have at the food bank with me. They're all very caring and giving. They're already there to step up and help in any way that I need help with. So I really don't feel any pressure.
That's incredible.
And what is the most rewarding part? What keeps you coming back to doing this each and every day? Because some days it's thankless. Some days, you know, it's going to be more tiring than others. Every day is likely different in your world as well. You know, what is the most rewarding part that keeps you coming back?
Just the fact that I know that people are being fed, that children are not going to bed hungry, that they have stuff for their school lunches, because we do provide that as well. The smiles and the gratitude that people show every time that we give out a hamper. It's really an incredible feeling, and I can't imagine doing anything else, really.
And the community, I would assume, like you've mentioned before, the community really stepping up whenever we need them to. And I mean, we see that with our Stuff a Bus campaign every year. You know, we say we need certain things and they show up with certain things. So, you know, it must be a true testament to that community as well.
Yeah, we have a lot of great, great giving, caring people, whether it's churches, schools, small business, big business, and just individuals. They're all really willing and able to help when we need it. And I can't thank them enough.
And like on the topic of who your clients are at the food bank, it's people from all walks of life, really.
all walks of life, absolutely. And we try to carry everything that we can to help all those individuals, whether it's, stuff for diabetes, like milk, almond milk, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. We're really trying to focus on having a bit of that there too, because everybody's dietary needs are different.
Right, right. You're right on the money. All right. Well, we have lots more. You're still going to stick around with us here until around 8:30 or so. Okay. This is Norma Dingwell. She is our latest Woman of Impact Award winner in the category of Women in the Community. More with Norma next on Ocean.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Safe to use while operating machinery.
Ready, set, go bold with the best-selling PHEV SUV. Risk your life and others. Keep the road safe by not driving impaired. This message for PEI Cannabis and paid for by the government of PEI.
Snowfall warning for Prince County, a special weather statement for all of PEI. Rain is expected to end this afternoon. We'll see about 10 to 20 millimeters, some light wind, a high of 8, with temperature falling to +4 this afternoon, down to 2 in Prince County. Tonight, periods of rain beginning near midnight in Kings and Queens, with a risk of freezing rain overnight between 5 and 10 millimeters. Prince County will see periods of rain beginning this evening, then changing to snow after midnight. Risk of freezing rain overnight. Rainfall amounts of 5 millimeters. Snowfall about 2 centimeters expected. Wind gusting to 40 after midnight and a low of +1. Now, for tomorrow, Kings and Queens are going to see periods of rain changing to snow or ice pellets mixed with freezing rain in the morning. Snow and ice pellet amounts of 5 to 10 centimeters. And for Prince County, snow at times could be heavy, about 15 centimeters. Wind gust to 50. Temperature steady near zero in Kings and Queens, -1 in Prince tomorrow. Right now it's 5 in Summerside, 4 in Charlottetown for Ocean 100.
Jeez, I hope you didn't put the snow brush away like I did. I was done with winter, but
trickery,
it's back.
Trickery.
Hope you know where your shovel is, too. Pat Benatar, it's Ocean 100. That's Pat Benatar. Hit me with your best shot. Ocean 100. It is 8:23. Good morning. And welcome to the Ocean 100 Morning Show for Charlottetown and Kinloch Home Hardware. Our latest Woman of Impact Award winner is with us today, and it's Norma Dingwell. And Norma, you run the Montague and Area Food Bank.
Yes.
I'll turn your mic on. Nice of me. but... there's other food banks in the eastern end of the island that we kind of want to give a shout out to. Like, if people are looking to make a donation at any point in time and you're in the eastern end, where can you go? What can you do?
You can give Ronnie a call at the Surrey Food Bank.
Okay.
Or you can stop by the Montague Food Bank. Or if you do e-transfers, it's montaguefoodbank@gmail.com.
Okay. Cool. Now, getting back to your story, like, sometimes the smallest gestures can make the biggest difference in someone's life, right? Is there an example of that really stands out for you in your travels?
My husband and I did a free meal for 5 years in Montague, and right. It was every Wednesday. This one gentleman kept coming in, and he kept to himself. He really didn't speak to anybody. So I kind of warmed up to him a little bit, and he told me that he was living in his car. He didn't have a home. And the money that he had, he was trying to save for gas and stuff. So I just told him to come closer to 6 o'clock, that we would give him extra food and whatever. So he did that for a little while. And then we hadn't seen him for about a year.
Okay.
And I think it was like June or July of that next summer. He came in with a donation. He gave us a $25 donation and thanked us for our kindness, because of the food that we were able to give him, he was able to save a bit of money for gas to travel back and forth to job interviews. And he got a job in Charlottetown in a one-bedroom apartment. So that really sticks out.
Being able to literally change someone's life just by helping them get a meal.
Yeah.
To get over the hump is really kind of what this is all about. And yes. That is incredible. That is incredible.
Norma, and I just have to go back because I know you had talked to us about that time when you guys were offering the meals. You also said, like, you were providing such a service, but it was also beneficial for you because it gave you something to look forward to at a time, like during your journey. So it was rewarding in that sense.
Absolutely, it was. My husband and I and some of great friends of ours would spend all Wednesday morning preparing the food and stuff. And then to see everybody come in and the smiles and the chatter. And my husband's also known as the singing chef. So they would hear him singing and people would sing along with him. And you just, it was such an incredible, incredible time to be around. It was just
a sense of community and togetherness and purpose.
Absolutely. And the joy, that was the thing, because some people, the only interaction they had with others was when they came to our meal.
Oh, I have to ask this because not everyone knows what they can do to help. So what would you recommend? What can the rest of us do to make a small difference in our own communities?
Oh my, if you have time, volunteer your time, whether it's with a food bank, Santa's Angels, the Lions Club, go to your schools and ask if, you know, kids need help learning spelling and reading and that kind of stuff. If you can afford it, buy the person a coffee that's behind you in the line. Ask a neighbor if they need help. You know, there's just simple little things, a smile and a wave. Sometimes that's the only interaction people have in the run of a day. And you have no idea the impact and the power of a smile or a greeting to people. It means a lot.
Mm. Yeah, I agree. You just made me teary-eyed. Even I watch my kids, they hold doors for people. Like, that's just a thing they do. And my oldest in particular, he'll hold a door. Like, he sees someone like 40 feet away, and he stands at that door and holds it. And I watch that eye interaction, and it's just like that stuff is meaningful to people.
Yeah, or if you see, you know, people struggling to get their groceries into their car, just go over and say, hi, can I give you a hand?
Right.
You know, and it's it's just simple, it's small
easy
little
stuff.
Thing.
Easy
yeah, and
stuff.
It doesn't cost anything, really.
All right, well, Norma, I call people a ray of sunshine a lot, and I don't mean it. I do mean it this time, though. I do mean it this time, all right? You're an absolute ray of sunshine, and it is just great to have you on our show today and on Prince Edward Island because you are making it a better place.
Thank you very much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Congratulations, Norma.
Thank you, Norma.
Congratulations.